Liz is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie Cooper.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars.
Yes, well, welcome to the studio, Kevin. You've reviewed the film Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul. Now, tell me a little bit about the film, Kevin.
So, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul, is a movie based on a family trip. It's the fourth film in the Diary of a Wimpy Kid series, and unfortunately doesn't seem to be living up so much to the previous three films. So, primarily the film is about a road trip across most of America that the family takes, and that it, as it usually does, ends up going quite wrong. And so they're trying to go to the grandmother's birthday party. Meanwhile, the kids want to go to a convention along the way. The dad wants to do his own sort of thing. And then they get up to wacky shenanigans along the way.
Okay, so it was a bit of a long haul for yourself watching this film, was it?
For me, yes. Yes, it was. While I did find some parts of it quite funny and quite relatable, for example, there's a scene where the parents are choosing these really, really lame songs to put on the car trip, right? Like, as a joke, I thought that they were going, I mentioned to the person I was with that they were going to play something like John Denver, you know, Take Me Home Country Road, and then they did. Well, admittedly, the jokes were a bit easy to guess, and I was actually kind of impressed that I got that I guessed that joke before it actually happened. But there's a lot of things that are pretty relatable about the film. It's got some pretty decent acting, and one of my more favorite bits of the film is that learning Spanish ends up being a plot point. And as a Spanish person myself, that's two arribas from me.
Indeed. Muchas gracias, Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Now, you did just mention there, though, you found the film a bit predictable. Overall, what's it like for a viewer? Is it going to be something that people are going to enjoy to watch?
Unfortunately, the good bits were kind of overwhelmed by their negatives. So there were a lot of really gross and vulgar jokes during the film. A lot of fart jokes, a lot of, well, you can fill in the blanks, more or less. And they were really crude jokes, and I'm pretty sure if I was much younger and my parents took me to see that film, maybe about halfway through, they may have serious considerations about taking me out of the film. Because even though it's PG, it gets pretty crude for a young audience.
Excuse me there. Now, the thing I would have thought, though, about kind of crude toilet humor jokes is that it might have appealed to a younger audience more. You're saying that the kind of children's jokes don't appeal to children.
Yeah, I guess it would. But the thing is that a lot of these kids are going to be parents as well, and they won't enjoy these jokes so much.
So perhaps this is one more for the more tricky kids who might enjoy the odder crude joke here and there, but it might be a bit of a journey.
Yeah, and not only that, but it does have some good themes about respecting your family and about and bonding with your family. But again, they get just sort of drowned out by all of these really dumb, childish jokes. And there have been a lot of family film movies that haven't had to resort to those sort of things.
Okay, so is it one that you'd recommend patrons going to see?
Yeah, no, I'm afraid not. I'm afraid it's a no for me.
And this will be your last trip for a while. In fact, today you're going off and away on
your
own long haul. Isn't that correct?
Yes, I am going on my own family road trip myself across the UK, which hopefully will not end up like this film.
Hopefully not as many crude jokes. Thank you for coming in, Kevin.
You're welcome.